question. I'm thinking the last couple of years, you know, kind of Caitlin, you know, came up like 2 years ago, Madison, then Chet in the first game. Who's that player you're kind of keeping an eye on, you know, as to that's not getting all the publicity right now that you got, you want your players to really be focusing in on? You may not want to talk about that publicly, but I'm asking.
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's a player on their team that has not played, like, done what they can do. You know, Sky and Madison both had great games against us in the first game. You know, Caitlin Chen has played well against us. Ellie Mitchell has played well against us. Chet Nwoekwe, I know, like, we know their games. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's going to be any surprises. You know, I think Ashley Chia has been a nice sixth player for them off the bench, but we knew that, right? So between you and I, there shouldn't be any surprises. But you gotta be ready for the other kids, right? Like Tabitha Manns is starting to play a little bit. Parker Hill, like they have some size there. So I think you just gotta be ready for them to manipulate their lineup when they might be struggling.
And last one for me. After the first game, when we were talking, you mentioned that it was a good crowd at Princeton, but it wasn't a rowdy crowd. With a sold out crowd, how much can a rowdy crowd impact a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, it just emotions are always higher, I think, right? Like you gotta in our gym too, like they're like more on top of you. The fans are like on you in our gym, right? Like at Princeton, like they're like there's the track and then there's like the one side goes all the way to the ceiling. It's different. You know, the depth is weird in the gym because there's nothing behind three sides of the court, right? So it's a very unique place to play in. I mean, I coached there for 6 years. Like, you know, like these were the things we would talk to our team about when I was there. So you know, it's a unique space. Whereas here, like you're like kind of a little bit more like everybody's on top of you. Like you can just, the energy is with you in the game, right? So, you know, but we played in front of big crowds in our gym already this year. You know, we have Education Day completely sold out. You know, you play at that was their game against Providence. Duke came here, almost sold out. Villanova came here, almost sold out. You know, even the Harvard Dartmouth weekends almost sold out. So like, you know, I think we're excited. This has been an environment we played really well in front of. So that's our sixth player, you know, is getting all these fans here.
Thanks.
Thank you, Richard. And we'll move on to our friends from Princeton, starting with, I forget your first name, I'm sorry, but Tiger Clarkson on the
It's
Zoom screen.
George. I don't know. Is my
I don't think we can
microphone?
hear you.
Can you? You can't hear me?
No.
Sort of now. You're very faint.
All right, we're gonna let you figure that out. We're gonna move over to Steve.
Is this better?
Oh, never mind. You figured it out. Yep, we'll stay with you.
Right.
Thank you. My name is George Clark, incidentally. Coach, it's very nice to see you again. Always battles, and they're fun to watch. I just have one question. I'm from Scranton, home of CeCe Collins, and I'm just curious as to how she landed at Columbia after starting in the Patriot League.
Yeah, she fell in love with Columbia. What can I say? What's not to love? No, see, well, we would recruited Cecilia out of high school, but that was during the pandemic, right? So like that was the class we did not see in person. And she has a funny story. We call her Cece. She grew 7 or 8 inches in high school. So like when we first knew her to when she went to college and she had decided to commit to Bucknell, she grew to 6'1", right? Like, so she was like 5'4", 5'5", like my height, getting recruited, and then this kid takes a massive growth spurt, right? So we knew her, but we were bringing in a small class. We were looking more at like true forward positions. That's like Susie and I'm sorry, that was like Noah and Kitty's class, right? And Kitty we had gotten much earlier in the process, so you know, we kind of moved on from the guard spot. But watching Cecilia last year, you know, play, we had so many common opponents to Bucknell. I remember watching her play Penn, and I was just like, we're gonna get that kid if she goes in the portal. And so, you know, it made it my personal mission to make sure that she knew how perfect she would fit here. And, you know, thankfully she's got an amazing family and her values and my values really line up. So it was a really great fit.
We call them Scranton values.
Scranton values. Okay, I love that. My sister went to Scranton, so I know a little a thing or two about Scranton.
Well, I wish you luck, and I appreciate having a chance to talk to you.
Thanks, George.
All right, thank you, George. All right, Steve.
Thanks. Hi, my name is Steve Silverman. I'm with Ivy Hoops Online. Coach, just a quick question about preparation. How will your preparation for a game like this be different, where you have, you know, pretty much all week to prepare for the game? You don't have a back-to-back, you're not traveling. I think you mentioned that you've watched the video of a previous, you know, the previous contest with the entire team. Is that something that you would typically do for every game? And if not, what other kinds of things are going to be different when you have almost a whole week to prepare for one opponent?
Mm-hmm. It's a unique challenge, Steve. You know, like, I think that's the one thing that's like a blessing and a curse, is like coming off a long road trip to have a single game. That's a good thing. But, you know, we've had games like singles back to back, and that's just a long time for just two games. The challenging thing about this week is we came back, everybody got sick. So we were like, all right, like, let's take it easy these first 2 days. But Monday was an off day. Tuesday was largely an individual skill day. Keep the focus on us, right? Hey, here's some of the things we need to sharpen up. And then yesterday and today, we got to shift focus a little bit. So you just can't make, you know, for us, not every day is about the opponent, right? You got to make each of those days about the things we need to work on, the things that we want to sharpen up. And then today, you know, like, we, because it's a long week, you do have some extra time where you want to be efficient with your time. You watch more film with the team. But at this point in the season too, in late February, trying to be mindful of bodies, right, and health, and just, you know, we don't need to get up and down for 2 hours, right? It's more about, can we understand the game plan?
What lessons did you take away? I know you've talked a little bit about this already, but what lessons did you take away from the last matchup? And positive and negative, you know, I mean, you talked a little bit about giving up a lot of points in the paint. Ellie Mitchell had a big game, but what were some of the positive points for your team that you took away? I mean, you were very competitive in that game. You were ahead at half by four, as you mentioned. So there were some positives in that game, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I would say, it's generally speaking, a class half full coach, but I'm going to tell them the truth all the time. And I thought that the fourth quarter, where we were, you know, it was always like a within 3-5 points, we never were able to turn the corner in that quarter. And I thought that was just like a lot of being undisciplined on the defensive end, but also taking bad shots. We took a lot of bad shots in that quarter. Now, on the flip side to your point about the positives, things we did well, you know, I think we did a great job when we got to the kill zone, making them pay and punish. I think we got their stars in foul trouble early, which was, you know, helpful. They matched up with us different than they had in the past. We made them think too. You know, I think that was, they had to literally change their starting lineup for the first time all year, outside of some of the small changes they made. But, you know, in a pivotal game, you know, they wanted to match up against us better. So there's a lot of positives to take away that I think that, you know, we can definitely make sure that we shoot the ball the way we want more, you know, just getting our shot selection to a point that is, again, not dictated by Princeton, but dictated by us. So I do think that there, again, were some good moments, but there was just a lot to learn, I honestly thought, from that game. You know, it wasn't a typical Columbia women's basketball game.
You know, earlier you were talking a little bit about how when these two teams match up, it's usually the top five, top six, and not so much the bench. Although, to be frank, in the last matchup, your bench scored a lot of points. Princeton's bench, which typically does score a lot of points, didn't. Yep. So I think maybe a little bit of role reversal. And I'm just wondering if you think that could be the case for one team or another in this game. I mean, what role do you think the benches might be able to play?
Yeah. I mean, I think that the important thing is for both of us is like our benches to come in and be solid. Honestly, you know, it's, I totally get what you're saying, Steve. And I'm like, but if our bench is doing what they're doing, that means our starters aren't doing what they should be doing, right? Like, this is a game for the stars. Like, the stars play with the best in these games, you know? Like, that's, we all know that as coaches, as basketball people. So it's like their, you know, their star, Caitlin, and ours didn't play their best games, right? And I think their other, you know, Madison St. Rose, Sky Belker, Ellie Mitchell, like, they ramped it up a notch, who are all in their starting lineup. Our starting lineup didn't do that as much, right? Like, I feel like that's where we had to go deeper into our bench. And, you know, that's where you're ready for kids like a Riley Weiss and Nicole Stevens to be ready to go. But, you know, these are the games where, like, your stars got to play well, you know?
Yeah.
They got to show up. They got to go and do the heavy lift for you.
So I hear that and appreciate your point really well there. Your bench did come through in that last game, but maybe that wasn't plan A.
Yep.
I get that. So looking ahead to Saturday, other than Abby, who's going to be Abby, she's going to get her points. You know, come one way or another, she's going to get her points. Who else should we be looking to have possibly a better game than last time and a breakout that will have an impact on this game?
Yeah. Well, I felt, you know, Cece, for one, was she started out the game exactly the way we wanted. And I think she got a little, not trigger shy, but just like she was trying to like leave space for Abby to get going in the second half. And, you know, I'm just like, hey, you got to go get yours. Like, you're going to have the mismatch most of the time, right? It's like they're going to put their best defender on Abby. They're going to put Chen on Kitty. And Kitty's got to take advantage of that matchup, which she did not do in the first game. So Kitty and Cece, I think, are going to be really pivotal. And then Fliss is always going to draw the third or fourth worst defender on their team. So I'm like, listen, like, this is not a game where you go set up Abby. Like, you got to go get yours. And that's going to set up Abby. So I think when our players start understanding that, you know, the minute Abby puts the ball down, there's three people around her. So I'm like, you know, you guys got to realize it's about being aggressive from the start in your roles. So, I would say those three players. And then, of course, Suzy Rafu, like, you know, she's gotten a lot of game experience since that first time. I think she's pretty eager to play these guys again.
Well, there you have it. We got most of Megan Griffith's rather interesting pregame press conference, where we were joined by site contributors Rob Brown and Steve Silverman, along with Jen Hatfield from The Next and the Columbia broadcast crew. So hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you're looking forward to Saturday's really big game as much as I am. We'll be back in touch. Thanks again for listening.